Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. It's Monday, August 3rd. My name is Zach Selwyn. This is the fakest news heard around the world. The world sucks. Delete Facebook. Move to New Zealand. What's going on? A French man had part of his arm torn off by a lion when he was eating a rack of ribs around a campfire while on an African safari. Note to humans, do not eat a rack of ribs around a campfire while on an African safari. Come on, people, be smarter than that. A Marin County High School is changing their mascot name from the Pirates to a new name because they recognize the fact that pirate ships were once involved in the slave trade hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I mean, I get it, but now I have some demands. Hey, John Hughes, change the name of your movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because trains brought my ancestors to concentration camps, man. How dare you celebrate those rolling death cauldrons, you racist prick!
John Hughes has been dead 10 years.
Cancel Planes, Trains, and Automobiles anyway. I don't care. I'm just kidding.
These movies bug me.
With children at home for the past 5 months and schools showing no rush to reopen, parents everywhere are losing their minds at the thought of an entire year of kids learning over Zoom calls. Apparently, some parents are just giving up. And on the line right now, we have a real mom who has two young kids, everybody. Welcome, Carol, to the Audio Up News Network. Carol, how you feeling about your kids having to learn from home this school year?
Is it three yet?
Why three? Is that when your school normally lets out?
What? No, fuck school. I start drinking at three, the hard stuff. But my new thing is I'm waiting till five to start on the wine.
I mean, that shouldn't really make a difference. If you're already drinking at three, you're already drinking.
Oh, screw you.
What? No, what did I say?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my 9-year-old daughter. Yes, Bailey, I don't care if you have Lucky Charms for dinner. I don't care about anything.
Wow.
Caden, pour mommy a scotch. Now, you loser. You can barely read. I hate my life.
Okay. Get some Xanax or something there, Carol.
Oh, screw you.
Call us back around spring break. Wow. Mom, stay strong.
Now, you loser.
Hey, remember the Fyre Festival?
Fyre promised beaches, ladies, gourmet food, luxury villas. Hosted on a private island in the Bahamas called Fyre Cay, once owned by Pablo Escobar.
Yes, the festival that sent the promoter to jail for 11 years for defrauding millions of festival goers is now auctioning off their merchandise from the event online, with all the income set to go to the victims who were scammed out of their money. Right now, an Aqua hoodie with the actual Fyre Fest logo on it is up for auction, and bids are nearing $400. Proving once again that the irony of wearing a sweatshirt from a disastrous event isn't lost on anybody. Which is why I just put up for auction my Cisco and Nelly reunion tour 2019, my Woodstock 99 hoodie, and my Trump's inauguration collection. Let the bidding wars begin. Speaking of Trump, he claimed he would ban the popular content app TikTok because it has origins in China, and Trump believes that they are using it to track our data and information. Damn it. Now China knows that I spend 90% of my day at lemonparty.org.
Dude, what's your username?
Testicles.
Adding you as a friend.
A new study confirms that human sperm roll around like playful otters when they swim, contradicting centuries-old beliefs that they just swim in a straight line, which is what I've always argued. Semen belongs in a zoo.
Hey, kids, after the chimpanzees, let's go to the semen cage.
That's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. We'll see you on Wednesday with another Quick Bite episode. Oh, Quick Bite, Quibi. That's doing well, right? We can probably have their success.
The Fry Festival of Apps.
Oh.
Audio Up. Hi there, my name is John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Ups.
That's right, I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork, it changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. In Lauren Lake's courtroom, there is no nonsense.
Step away when you have
but I just said I'm a
beat. Don't talk when I'm talking.
Just results.
Mr. Jackson, you are the father. Live it, own it, be it. You see it?
Listen to Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.